So no Josh.
No, I apologize. I started at Friends of the Library meeting, so the link for you like didn't even work.
Oh, no.
I
Easy
messed
to
up.
know. Yeah, but that's really great.
So how do I
But we
say
can
that?
frame
Just
it around these are all the different ways our library serves you. And like the Libby and all that. So we're not just that building with books.
yeah, I think that the idea that the library pulls the books and puts it out for you, I mean, that's pretty
Yeah,
amazing.
it's
That's a
fairly
lot of
amazing. Yeah.
hands-on time to
And tons
do
of
that.
programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had tons of
Yeah.
programming.
Yeah. So usually we kind of make some main points and, note like what was the programming.
We're just talking about how we serve community, not only just coming in to get books, but the fact that books get pulled and put outside for you. You help me get on Libby. I think just really differentiating ourselves as a really service-oriented.
I think the ebook e-audiobook collection would be a great thing to add. It is
Nice.
fairly new to the library.
Are you writing a letter again, Jeanette?
No, I was just.
No, I think this is first step. This is first
Oh, we're
step.
just okay.
And we're not sure who's writing the letter. Nika. We were going to ask Nika when she comes back.
Okay.
Because, but we wanted to be able to give a, if she says yes, we wanted to be able to give her a brainstorm list so she has something to work with.
And it can be intimidating to figure out how to do ebooks and audiobooks, so the fact that you can come in and get personalized assistance to get on them. Like, I brought my computer in, and Amber got me on in 5 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. I've been doing
So
that for a bunch of people.
nice.
I might
We
have to come do that.
need,
Yeah, please.
yeah.
I'm going to put something in an upcoming newsletter about doing that.
Yeah.
Great. Nice. So, no, Josh.
Well, so here's what happened. I started a different meeting. I started a
Oh, the
link.
friends meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
That's all right.
That's fine.
It's like we've
Maybe
all
he was
been.
trying to get on
So
for
he
you guys.
was, and he said he couldn't, and maybe Leslie was too. Oh
Oh,
well,
well.
but
We couldn't send him emails and
yeah.
apologize.
Yeah.
Any other topics to highlight? I mean, it's just I keep thinking about the unique hands-on personal service that we provide, that's provided
I
by
like
them.
how you said that. Unique hands-on personal service.
Yeah. And
I'm
just
always thinking about things we lend, like museum passes.
sweet. Yeah.
And park passes.
And snowshoes and skis and e-bikes.
We do ski stuff.
Yeah, there are skis
Ski
down there.
snowshoes. I think, yeah. Okay.
And all ages. Some people think it's just for kids, this library. So the Cribbage Club has to get a feature.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get the cribbage club in there.
The Cribbage Club is so dedicated. The Saturday we were closed to the public for the concert, they still met elsewhere at one of
Wow.
the players' house.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. But yeah, as a just as a this sort of internal bias thing that people have, I this past Saturday I brought up to them and I said that we're
To the Cribbage
to
Club.
the Cribbage Club, we're open to suggestions for other programming if people have ideas. And they everybody was like, oh, like stuff for kids.
That's where
I was
people's
like,
heads go.
we're like sitting in here here and it's
Yeah.
all older people. And I'm like,
Did
also older
they
people,
have
but
any ideas?
no, but they, maybe they I kind of put them on the spot, so
Yeah, I was thinking like a
maybe.
board game lending whatever, but
Can we do that in
in
business?
y'all's little pieces. Yeah, we're sorry.
Because,
We should, yeah, we should
yeah,
have
we
gone
gotta
through
go
that
into
the chapter
John's
before.
treasure report.
Yeah.
One more thing that just, sorry, that we were gonna bring up the grant opportunity
Yes,
that the
yes.
town
The
has.
Energy
The
Committee.
Energy Committee emailed you and Erica Elder and
And
another
me.
trustee
Yeah.
and you.
Yeah, John got
This
it.
is a
Yeah.
fairly timely thing, though. There's an opportunity to apply for a grant to for energy efficiency for the library upgrade things,
Oh.
and they're The Energy Commission knows more about it than I do. They were doing having an audit done of the building.
Is this a work program?
Yes.
Yes.
And they were going to get recommendations of what should be done from the energy audit,
Yes.
and then that can be used to apply for this grant.
Mm-hmm.
The application is due next Friday.
Oh my God.
So,
Yeah, very last minute.
I can help, but it's like not
Yeah,
something that
yeah.
I it's
Can
not it's
they
not
pick a lead, the energy committee,
I don't
to assist
know.
us?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they've last I heard from Nancy Detra was maybe a month ago, and they hadn't gotten the report back yet. So I'm not sure what the application looks like, but that they were told that they can still apply.
Say pending report or something.
Something like that, yeah.
How have you seen the application? Like, how extensive is it?
I haven't seen it. Was it? I don't know that
I
it
didn't
was
see it.
included in
No, it
that
was kind of a
email you
cryptic email.
forwarded.
That was
Yeah.
kind of a cryptic. It was a forward.
There was a
So.
webinar that happened last or a while ago. It's so. I don't. Yeah.
Seems like we should get the town to help. Town building.
Yeah, that would make sense to me. It's
We know that Erica's over the top.
sure.
I maybe do you want me to get a hold of Nancy Detra?
Yeah, that would be helpful. Like I said, I can definitely help, but I haven't been involved in the process thus
Yeah,
far.
and this came out of the blue,
Sure, yeah.
so we weren't
It
prepared
might,
for
but
this.
it would be
Well,
great
it was
because
discussed a long time ago, then kind
yeah,
of
it wasn't really
then
ever,
right wasn't.
but this thing that was forwarded was like new thing, and it's due next week.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was like,
Okay.
what is this? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, what does it entail? Like,
There's some
are do they want to replace the windows, or like, I
I
don't
think
know
they
if we
were
would
thinking
want to
more
do
about
that.
like a mini split type of thing. That's what I think what we would
Oh, really?
but we'll have
Heating
to,
system.
I don't know.
And
Yeah,
yes,
just
I'll just call Nancy Dutra and I'll tell her that we don't have the capacity to do this ourselves, but is there some help somewhere?
and do we
And as a
it
town building.
depends on, I would think we would want to know
What they're doing.
what they're talking about, because we
Exactly.
might not want to do what they're
Right,
talking about.
exactly. Yeah, so we have to get informed. But to make the energy more efficient as a goal is, of course, good. So it might be we just can't do it. But I'll call Nancy and say,
Okay.
we can't handle this. Is there any? And we need to figure out what is it actually, what would be the work that would happen.
Right. And it might be, well, we're going to do mini splits, but we're only going to cover 1,000 of that, when in fact a mini split situation is way more.
Thousands, yeah,
Right, right, right.
So it might not be worth it for us to do
Well,
it.
what's interesting to me as we're talking about this is really a town question. This is a town building.
Right.
Town pays utilities.
Yeah,
It really shouldn't be
but
the
I think
board of
like what
directors
Sam is
directing
saying
it.
is
Right,
like
no, I agree.
if we want, like if they're gonna say like we should replace all the windows with vinyl with and crank out ones or some if they were wanted to do something that where we would think, oh, we don't want that.
We want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We don't
somebody
want
be
to just
part of it.
say do whatever
Just
you
do whatever
want.
you want to do. Yeah, we want to be part of it.
I kind of have a gut feeling that it feels like too much to take on. Oops. Too much to take on right now for us.
Well, that's kind of new. We don't, we're just
I
kind
don't
of,
think
yeah.
we are going to
We
take
don't
it on.
know. Yeah.
I don't think we are going to take it on, but I could talk to Nancy about it.
Yeah, you can talk
And
in. I guess I'm kind of with John, like if someone else takes it on our behalf and
we'll
we
have to be
lose,
in collaboration
and
with
we,
them.
yeah, I don't want to lose control of it. I've just seen rehabs for energy efficiency sake, which I agree with, but that like totally changed the character of the
Sure.
building
Yeah.
in a way that I don't think we would want. But I'm thinking worst case scenario on the
Yeah.
building.
Well, we'd have to be in collaboration with us.
Yeah. So.
So, but this is like a short timeline here.
Yeah.
Something. So, but this would be for applying for the grant.
Right.
And there would still be room for discussion about implementation.
But the town might say, well, you got this grant, we're doing it. And we could be like, oh, but you'll just have to talk to Nancy and figure out what is the grant about. If it's for like window inserts, or I mean, we already have the quilts.
We also have the.
We did not. Well, I'll give you the overall picture. It's looking good.
We're on track. Just a couple months into the year.
We're on track. Yeah, exactly. So we're still within the first quarter of our fiscal year. And so things always look very good at this point. But we have, already we've had good fundraising from the fair and from the cello concert. And so that, I think the cello concert was not something we had even considered when we were doing our budget together last year. So we're looking good for sure on that side. And so the thing that Amber and I have been working on is getting the QuickBooks together in order to give reports, in order to track all this stuff. And we are very close to that, but maybe we didn't quite get there to send out a report this time. But I do have the report printed out of what we have so far. It has some things in it that shouldn't be here, and so we're gonna work with a consultant on figuring that out, because it seems like we took it out because we were just trying to change some of the, so some of these line items now are not going to be reported in this, in our report here, because the town is going to be paying for them. So the collections and catamount and courier fees. So, but the catamount still shows up in here, and then we took it out. So I don't know, there's some things like that that we just need to work on, but overall I would say that we're looking good.
Excellent.
And Amber started, you know, purchasing books for the collection, which is
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
It's all happening, and we've started submitting invoices to the town, and so we're working out that
whole system.
Yeah. And so far, I think it's going okay. So that's my report for you.
You were going to comment.
If you have any questions? Oh yeah, I was going to comment on the fund. So we did not designate a certain fund for that to go into. And so it will end up just in our general fund, I guess. We don't really name these things.
Go ahead. Did you have more to say?
Just that in a more ongoing sense, this is part of something that we will need to talk about in a future meeting, about creating our defining our relationship with the Friends group. And when we do fundraising, right now we just put it into a bank account that we have access to, but would we be splitting that? Would it be with Friends only getting that money?
There's a lot of questions.
So that's, I think, in the future meeting.
Okay. One thing, I asked that because Davida, who was really the powerhouse behind all the sponsorship, was a collaborative effort with a few people, but I think she really drove it. She was the captain, like we talked about. But she said, "So what are you raising this money for?" Because when I talked to, I feel like I saw somebody out there. Oh, it's the computer.
It's the slideshow or the screensaver.
She was like, when I talk to sponsors, I want to let them know what sponsoring us to do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So like, I just think summer programs or programming. Yeah. So yeah, that's just
what we're officially doing.
Yeah. To keep in mind, like, it's good to have a goal. Like, mm-hmm. we're raising money for X.
Yeah. Well, like last year, we had a grant that covered most of the cost of summer programs.
Right.
So we had like, we could raise $5,000, but didn't need to spend it. So we have, it seems like we're accruing a little bit.
Yeah. So,
that becomes the question, well, what do we do with those monies? Or they're allocating them to the friends, kind of over the church or our
furniture. Exactly.
What's that, Sandra?
Decent furniture.
Yeah. And the ADA and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, for us to have somebody that we can match.
Yeah.
I think that you could think of furniture as supporting programs too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can
definitely,
you know, it could help with that.
Mm-hmm.
So just putting that out there, we can move on from that. But, treasurer's report is done?
I believe so.
Yes, one addition. I am keeping track of the expenses that are being paid by the town in each of the lines of the budget. So
great.
Giving John a report there so you can see where we are on collections.
Right. Yeah. So that won't end up in our profit and loss report that we see monthly that we've been used to seeing because it's being paid by the town. But the town is not necessarily going to keep the same statistics that the library wants to keep for reporting to the State Department of Libraries, but also just for our own use. And so Amber is tracking that separately. And so we can look at that and say, because we have an overall budget that the town votes on, and we can say where we are against that budget. And so again, right now we're at the beginning, so it's all looking great.
Sounds good.
Is there an option to move away from profit and loss to some other verbiage?
It's what we should be doing.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's QuickBooks words. It's titling it. It's just
basically my understandings, there's two different kinds of budgets, and one is profit and loss, and one is
customer.
It's it would be more like capital asset liability.
Mm-hmm.
Asset liability budget. Crazy. And so that would be more like tracking their
but it's not something that's out there that our profit this year.
So we
it's all in-house.
So it just means
I understand.
It means reporting our
it's a good point.
Profit.
I feel like I have this little fear that if we make too much money, the town's gonna be like, actually we need you to pay for this. You know, I don't know if that's just imagine.
Well, I think that's a good argument for having thing like, okay, we're gonna maybe think about getting new furniture or
put in a furniture budget into the
or have an upgrade category or something.
So we have allotted the time we have allotted actually goes past 8 o'clock at this point because it's whatever time it is, 7:15. So is there anything we want to think about tabling until next time? Or do we just
Halloween will take 5 minutes.
Halloween? Okay. Well, why don't we do it now and get it off? Can we do it? Can we go out of order?
We can do anything.
All right, let's do
what's on there.
Let's do Halloween now. We got till 7.
Okay, so 20. Halloween, basically, we need to pull the friends in.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And the thing is to decorate here, of course. And trustees traditionally have provided cider. And yeah, so the big thing is pulling the friends in. So the decorating and then being there here that night.
And then I had one question, which is the meeting house is open again.
Yes, right.
Would we want to go for being in the meeting house, or is the playscape where we would like to be?
Maybe that could be a rain place because it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just love we're outside under the stars,
Yeah.
and then the lights come on, the luminaria shows up as we're leaving. That's all great. And no cleanup. Basically, I mean, there's a little bit of cleanup here later.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So decorating.
Yes, right.
Well,
And
or
what I mean, no cleanup out there, like the meet use the meeting
oh,
house. We have
I
to clean
see.
up the meeting
Oh, I see
house.
what you
I'm
mean.
sorry, that's what I was referring to.
So we are going to decorate the library.
Yes, but I think not in the same way that we have when there was more happening in the library, not
Good
as
point.
extensive a decoration because
That's a good
most
point.
of the activities are happening outside. And I think at that time of year, especially some families would just prefer to be out there if it's nice and airy because there's just so much sickness
And
that
that's
happens.
well, I think that's a really good point that not much happens in here. Yeah, that's a good point.
But that the library would still be open and festive and
That's nice.
but not a full
Yeah.
thing.
Where I've got some great help last year was setting up the luminaria down there.
Yeah.
And then someone did a fire in the bowl, and that was great.
That was me. That's okay.
And yeah, so friends, I would repeat how we did it last year because it was the best. It
Okay.
was really great help.
So, since I was on the Friends last year, I still have that planning spreadsheet,
Nice.
and that
Nice.
I think worked well. I can
Great.
update that for this year and send it out.
Awesome.
Does someone have a good contact with the Historical Society about the meeting house or
I can do that because I did that for the concert.
okay.
Yeah.
Just I like
Yeah.
your idea of it being a rain option.
Yes. And we asked them to be a place where trick-or-treaters can stop, too.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. Next, we do not reschedule it. Yeah, it happens. Rain or shine.
Anything else for Hallie?
So
Rainy
just I can
different.
make sure in the notes that trustees would bring cider and they can bring it here.
Last year, someone also brought donuts.
It was nice.
Oh, I think I did that.
And Linda Hay made those like
Yeah.
just wonderful gluten-free
She's
things.
so amazing.
Yeah, I think I got donuts from the store, but I didn't
Nice.
really love them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think I like the Green Mountain Orchard ones better. Okay.
Yeah, the cider donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I paid for them. Maybe we could use, since we're doing so well
Yeah.
financially, maybe we
Yeah,
could
there you
actually.
go.
Okay.
The donuts are great. Yeah,
Okay.
the
So I'll
plain.
volunteer to get donuts.
Thank you. That's great.
But not pay for them myself.
Okay,
Yeah.
we can work on that
And
together.
then the library will give away books, Amber.
Yep. And
Cool.
I need to look at what we have and see if I should go purchase some.
Great.
Because they were usually like new. It's like a real
A
nice
real present. Yeah.
present for
Trick
folks.
or treat. Cool. Yeah, it's a treat.
Okay. Oh, good. That was well done, everyone.
Good. This is what you get with traditions.
Yeah. So what do you want to do next?
It feels like the thank you cards are important.
Yeah,
Okay.
let's do that.
So I'm gonna set the timer for 10, even though we gave it 15. And try to,
What we can do.
yeah,
You're
whoops, hold on, I messed that up.
doing a great job with time management, Sandra. Thank you.
Sorry to be snotty about it.
No, I mean, that's what it takes, which it's not a strength of mine. To be, you know,
right, let's see.
good time.
We've got to go down there to timer.
Yeah, I'm trying to change that to come
Okay.
in. But okay, now we're good. Okay. So this feels a little painful. I'm going on to the Google Doc.
Okay.
And get your paper and pencil ready. Because we have a lot of people to thank, and there aren't a lot of people here. So do we want to
I
make
have a big list that I took on for myself.
Okay, you have a big, so when we get, if we get to someone you took on, just say
I
you
just got
got
you.
that. But
Yep.
do we want to make a list for someone who's not here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we really need to send these.
Yeah.
And so we need help to send them.
So does someone want to note keep a list for like
So
Josh
we
or
have
something?
Josh,
Nika.
Nika, and Judith.
Okay.
Oh no, we shouldn't ask Judith.
Yeah. She would probably
Sorry.
want to though. As I don't know who she asked to bake. I think it was Todd and someone else. But once I release that to separate people, whoever they
Yeah,
got to
I'd say
bake.
whoever she asked to do something,
Yeah,
keep
so
it then.
Judith, whoever she asked to bake.
Okay.
Are you keeping track of that?
Okay.
Okay, so Laura, you're on the list.
You want to hear who's on my list?
Can I go down my
Go for
list?
it. Yeah,
Because
go for it. Go for it.
then if that's the only way I know how to do it without
Yeah.
getting
Laura's
you
on
know,
your
your
list
list
to
to
thank.
someone needs to thank Laura. Yes.
Someone needs to thank
So
Laura.
you guys right now, you do a chorus.
Thank
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
You did
You did so
amazing.
much.
You did.
Thank you.
Okay, Lynn Green.
That's me.
Okay. Amber, are we thanking ourselves though?
Yeah, I think we don't need to send thank yous
All
to
right, so we're going to
among
skip
us.
anyone who's a
But
trustee.
Amber, thank
Sure.
you. And great job with your welcoming speech.
Oh, yeah, you did awesome.
Yeah,
You did
that
great.
was
And thank
great.
you for
Cool.
rescuing me with the speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for getting the microphone.
Yeah, you guys should know I was so busy. I had
I
forgotten to get the
just need to get adapter.
We gotta go, guys.
Okay, we're
Yeah.
doing it.
Leslie.
I'll tell you the story later.
Leslie, design the
Me, I've got it.
posters.
I've
All
got
right.
So do you want a thank you note to Leslie?
Laura's got it.
I've got it. I've got it.
Evelyn? Oh yeah. She did the
Oh God, yes,
programming.
I'll do that. I worked a ton with her.
Okay. Davida.
Me. These are all people I've worked a
Jeanette,
ton with.
Sandra, Nika. We thank you. Yep, we're
Thank you,
great.
Sandra.
Scott Mathis.
Who asked Scott?
He said he doesn't want a thank you note, so he's not
Will
getting
you
one.
tell him the board thanks him?
So he's not kidding.
Well, he knows what goes into it all,
And
so
Sam.
yeah, Sam probably needs one. So if
Yeah.
someone could write his, but
I could do that. Okay,
I'll
great.
do Sam.
All right, sorry it's taking so long
That's
to
right.
scroll along here. Leah and David.
They should definitely get one.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
I can do that.
Okay. Ada.
I don't need to write that down because, like, if you're writing, if Amber's
If
writing,
Amber's doing it, you don't have to do anything.
I can do Ada.
Okay,
Ada
so
for
Ada, she got
what then?
sugar, I think, and oat milk, and let us use the bathroom.
Oh,
That's
yeah,
you.
that was big at the
Okay.
community
I
center.
mean, it was the
Yeah.
community center, but
Yeah.
and
That's
just
right.
kind of was off. She said that she would help Leah pull all that stuff out of the Grange, and then Leah in the end was like, I don't need your help. So, but I didn't.
She was there available
Yeah.
if
Yeah.
needed.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Tapalu donated flowers in exchange for an ad, so I don't know. I don't necessarily.
They should still
Yeah.
get a thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do Tapalu.
I can do them.
Well, Laura got the wheelchair ramp too. And a whole bunch of oh.
I took care of all Historical Society. I wrote them a card and spoke to
Oh,
them.
okay. Duh, Frizzy, Michelle donated you some fairy lights at the last moment, right? I think she said she did.
Yeah, I'll take care of her.
Well, don't take everything.
Well, okay, someone else.
I mean, that. You can,
okay, someone
you
else
want, but
that.
You are taking.
It's just that I was there doing the fairy lights.
Okay. Crystal, who sat at the library.
Yeah, I'll do right? Michelle. I'll do Michelle.
Okay. I'll do Michelle. Okay. Crystal, who sat at
the library. I'll do
Deb Albright, who was the ticket booth and she baked.
She was great.
I can do Deb Albright.
Okay. Huxley was a usher.
I can do that. I feel like I want to do that.
And remember, we can give Josh. Yeah. We have Josh also and Nika, right, who can take some on.
Okay. Rick, who parked.
I'll tell you, thank you.
All right. Tucker.
I can say thank you.
Okay. Richard.
He should be thanked.
Yeah.
Anybody? Richard Austin.
I can do that one.
Okay.
Susan Grabowski, who was the other head server. I don't really want to thank her. If someone else,
I don't know her, but I'm happy to take it all. I just need her, like, I don't have her street address.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'll get it to you. Okay, and here is, and Stan, you're gonna do it. Yeah. Candace,
I just thank her.
She did a nice job with organizing desserts and cutting desserts into smaller pieces.
Nice.
Took that very seriously.
Nice.
She enjoyed it.
Good.
Cool. Nice.
And then okay, so I'm going to take these people. Well, Deb Albright, I don't need to because
yeah, I'm taking
her. You're taking her. Okay. Becky Anderson, Linda Hay, Belinda Lashway, Rita Lashway, Jody Hauser, another person who baked. And then I could do these two. A collection of people, Karen Duggan, Emma Howell, Sarah Rosso, and Aaron Kachuk. They
you
all
need me to make a list of these?
No, I'm going to do them. Okay. I'm just coding them in red. Okay. They donated money to buy the cake from the character.
Oh, nice.
People were raving about it. So they donated money for that. So I'll thank them too. Top tier.
Mm-hmm. She's one for the Strawberry Festival. Yeah.
And she's baking out of her house now for some reason. So, okay. Then we got Lori Carter. Anybody?
Take Lori Carter.
Nancy Detra. We can make a list for other people too.
That's true.
Yeah, we've got Josh and Nika.
Nika would love to thank Nancy.
Okay. So Nika's doing dancing.
Is that for baking?
Yeah, I don't know what Nancy did. But
she baked.
She baked, I don't think. Lori Carter, I'm not sure.
The Lori Carter's a baker.
Jacqueline Bristol.
I can do that one.
She made chocolate strawberries and lemon shooters. Well, which you had one of those because it was gluten free. Patrice.
It was a tasty lemon shooter.
She was also here to help us set up.
Yeah, she was awesome. And she volunteered. She saw that it was happening and she said, can I help? So
no,
I
love
that. That was great.
Yeah.
She did a summer camp a long time ago.
No. And who's that again?
Jacqueline Bristol.
Yeah.
She's
Is there somebody taking Patrice?
I don't know. Anyone take a picture?
Maybe sign her to Josh about that.
Good.
I don't know her a lot, but again, we don't know the last names.
Patrice Pennington.
Pennington.
Oh, that's who that is. Okay.
Which reminds me, I overlapped with her at the fair. She was doing the fair booth, and I need to thank people for the fair booth.
I sent a group email, but
okay. I think that's sufficient.
Yeah. Okay.
Is Carol Schnabel? Made an orange
cake. I've got her.
Okay. Josh's partner.
Because she also did flowers with me.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Carrie.
Carrie knows.
Carrie Nelson, okay.
We don't want Josh to do it.
I don't know. I mean, that's what we've been doing. Just
yeah.
So she baked two big things or something. I forget what.
Carol also baked.
Carol baked an orange cake.
Okay.
An olive oil orange cake.
Oh, I knew that. Yes.
And there's our timer. So we got a little bit left. Bear with us here. Jeanette, thank you very much. People raved about your food.
Thank you.
They really did. They were like, I want the recipe for that. Darlene, truffles.
I thanked her.
Okay.
She got tired.
Follow-up fundraiser of recipe book.
Yeah.
Cello concert recipe book.
Todd Mandel, cake.
Walter Tom.
Cheryl Redmond, cake.
Her cake was beautiful.
I think Judith
did get it. Yeah. So whoever did whatever trustee went off and found bakers.
So what was the name for Judith? Who was that?
I think it was Cheryl.
And I just remember her saying, oh, I always got Cheryl.
Cheryl Redmond.
Sorry. Redmond. Who got Darlene? I mean, not Darlene. Who got Todd Mandel?
I did.
Okay.
And then just put Gina Davis on the list. She baked and I asked her.
Okay.
And I'm thanking her. Just for next year. So we have her on the list.
And I got Leslie Kinney.
And I thanked her.
You already
thanked her? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, she saw me at work and she said, Laura, you told people I made bako butter.
Uh-oh.
But we had some of her bako butter before. Also,
it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Oh.
So we could have pretended that we knew.
She was fooling around with me.
Leah did. She helped me. So when I came to do like welcome in desserts for a little while, I was like, oh my God, I thought there was more tables in here. But there were. So she went over to the Grange with me and got tables and we bought them and we set them up. That was, so she did a lot.
She did a lot.
That was Leah.
She did a lot.
Leah and I.
And like, made the coffee and she called Don McLean to get the recipe and get suggestions.
Yeah.
And she did a lot.
So, oh, the person who got the tables.
Oh, I already thanked him, Greg. And maybe, later I'll tell you, he's all thanked.
Okay, and Greg maybe Brown. Adam, who pulled the tables out of storage. And
the janitor. Yeah. The janitor. That we have someone else to thank him.
It would be nice.
The school janitor.
Adam Baker.
Right.
And I wonder, okay, so I think that's all I have. Do
There's somebody named Peg, whose last name I forget. Bait.
Peg.
Yeah.
I don't have that person.
Okay.
I have Patrice.
No. Okay. I think I can get on that. I have it written down in my house. I think everyone asked me somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will thank Rachel Johnson, my mom. She baked.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And John, babe, thanks for your cello brownie.
Yeah, and someone said to me, oh, no one should have cut it up ahead of time because no one saw it.
Yeah. That's what,
like it always, came out all cut up.
It's always the conundrum of it. And I'm always like, yeah, that's true. I should just not do
this. I did tell the person not to cut it up. And I was kind of annoyed, but.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We're all volunteers.
But what could happen, I mean, if I do the signs, I could have a sign on that says, don't cut. Or something.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's a conundrum because I think 1 year we had it like out on display.
Yeah,
ahead of time.
So the first year that you did it. Yeah,
I think it was make a cardboard shell and cover it with icing.
Yeah, there you go.
Sandra, can I give you some names for future people to be asking
for baking?
Yes,
sure.
Or helping. Do you have a separate list for helping?
I don't, but I can just write helping or baking.
So Greg Brown said, no problem. You know, this is really good. So put Greg Brown on as a neighbor to help, like with tables, for example. Mm-hmm. You got Gina.
I don't have Gina.
Oh, Gina Davis. I told you earlier. She's a baker. I'm sorry. You already got her, I thought.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Gina Davis. And You have Leslie Kinney now as a baker, Chuck Collins as a helper, connected to Historical Society, but he did quite a bit to help me.
Oh, right. He did help us, and you probably thanked him already.
I did, yeah. And just put on the list, just, you know, if I'm not around, Historical Society. They should just, as a group, get pulled in. And the Price Chopper Flower Department, I don't know what they call it, floral or something. They're so great. The three women who work there in that department, they are so great to work with. So accommodating. And so I could order the flowers ahead, you know, the different groups. And then they, when they came in off the truck, they put them in their cooler so that they were, because I couldn't store them, of course. But they're just super accommodating. So
okay.
I'll send them a card, but just to get it, just so that stuff that's in my head,
yeah, it gets
should
on
be there.
Paper, sort of, yeah. Whatever this is. As you were talking, if we're going to thank Hannah, John Franklin and Taylor also donated syrup.
Yeah,
but she got an ad for it.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
Oh, no, he ended up paying, actually.
Okay.
He ended up paying like $300.
I thought it would be great to thank, and clearly they paid money.
Yeah.
But it's a great relationship to have with the businesses. And some people love to see their ad. These folded in half fit in here.
Okay.
So business people could get a copy.
I can't take on it.
I'm not asking you to, but I'm just saying.
I didn't sell it many. I think I sold one ad, but I'm happy to write a thank you letter to the business.
So, I just think it's a really nice thing to do. It makes them feel really good.
Right. About, so are we going to ask?
I think it's great. It's just, I feel.
It's just who can handle it.
Who
that's
can
all.
Handle it? That's my question.
Yeah.
But I think Davida sold them. Bunch of them.
He did.
She organized.
So there's.
She also sent a digital copy of that to all the people that didn't.
Yeah, it's different to see it this way, though. 6, 7, 8.
But yeah, I don't know.
Nine,
I did
10,
one.
11, 12.
And it's a
13, they're 15.
I'll give you money, but I don't need an ad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll take your card and I'll scan it in and send it.
That's nice.
And he's like, okay.
And who is that?
He probably is too much.
Oh, it's Doug Richmond. Yeah. Yeah. He has more business than you can
do. Like, I don't mean.
And it's just, I'm happy to write a thank you note to the one ad I sold, but I don't know how we feel about. Should we ask Theda or just.
We'll just ask if she's up for it. I mean, like, it'd be really nice to build strong relationships, and that's the best thing with fundraising, building strong relationships.
I think she already sent out an email.
She sent out an email, thank you. But she was saying some people might really actually like to see their ad, you know, hard copy. And we have leftovers. So
you're going to ask her to do that?
Me?
No, Laura?
I could.
She won't be on. I can do it.
Yeah, I'm writing 15 thank yous, so okay. It'd be nice to not.
No, I know, but you're so gonna ask Davida if she's
I'll
willing.
Let her know that we have
the programs and we have thank you cards and the envelopes.
And
I'll do Doug Richmond though.
Cool.
And I'll do that. Allie. So
if you talk to her, you can tell right there and boom. Yeah.
Okay. So you've gone down from 15 to 13.
It's nice to see Doug's ad there.
Yeah,
you know, it's nice.
So we got everything allocated now. The only thing I gave to Nico was Nancy Detra and then Josh, Patrice. Everything else has been divvied up by those of us sitting in the room.
Okay, so you'll tell me that those are the people?
I'll email Josh and Nico.
Josh and Nico.
So they'll have to stop here to get their thank you card.
This is Carrie. Which is his partner, Carrie Nelson.
So you'll do Carrie or ask him to do Carrie?
Ask him to do it.
Okay.
I think,
Carrie. And thank you cards are here. You know, the physical thank you cards.
Okay.
I'm just writing that. I think it would be fun sometime to take pictures of the desserts and
yeah,
and
nice.
You know, right. The fancy one. Oh. Okay. We still have review bylaws, review fundraising list, and new business. And it's 7:41, so 20 minutes.
So can I just say, who's ever going to write thank yous? Here they are. So you should get the ones you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we're asking people to write thank yous, they should know they can come here, right? And get
a stamp. Yeah.
We'll get the thank yous. Cards. They'll get the cards.
Yeah.
The thank you cards. Yeah.
And stamps too.
If you need them, we have them. I think Kathy always pushed for folks to use their own if you have them, but if you don't.
Yeah, it was always an option to use.
Okay. Plenty of stamps.
Okay, Amber, you want to review bylaws?
Yeah. Does everyone did folks bring a copy of the of the bylaws? Okay. So, one general thing I think would be a good idea to update the pronouns that are in here from his, her, she, he to they, their. And I don't know if we need to go through those individually.
That's good.
But I think that would be a nice update. Okay. One question I had, this is in section 11, internet access and use policy under acceptable use. The last sentence says the workstations may not be used for commercial activities, including the sale or purchase of goods or services. And I don't think it would work for someone to run their business out of a library per se, but I feel like we would be fine with people using the library computers to make an online purchase should they not be able to do that in home and to use their works. Sometimes I think what I'm observing is that many people have their own computers and then they come to the library if theirs is not working. And this, if they're reading, may limit them more than we really need to limit them. Yeah. So I would suggest removing that totally, or making a different sentence. I think I think I would suggest removing it because I don't.
Just removing the whole.
And just that whole sentence.
Just that last sentence.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question I had was in section 12, the first paragraph, areas of special concern. Just the first paragraph, I don't think it's needed, I suppose. Works of fiction should meet the literary standards of the period in which they were written. Language and style should be suitable to the content and the author's purpose. Current novels may not have to follow these criteria, et cetera.
Check out the paragraph.
Yeah, I don't think I would kind of use it in a way to make the collection worse in any way. I just think it, I think the phrase literary standards is kind of, I'm not sure the right phrase to use, but elitist maybe. And I don't think that our collection needs to be looked at in that way. I'm curious of your opinions on that.
That's fine. It was an odd, when I read it, it was like it stuck out to me like a very odd word.
Seems like an paragraph. Antiquated.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
And going down, it's not indented, but it's actually the fourth paragraph. It says selection of the law in the area of law, medicine, lay, so much more restricted to those of laymen.
I saw that one too.
I
don't see that.
That's evidence.
The word layman is curious.
Yeah.
We could either change that word or remove it.
Just remove it. Do we need it?
It's sort of like a follow-up to that paragraph right before it, in a way, right? Like, it's just giving that sort of specific example of that.
Yeah, I think you're a good pickup. It's just, I don't think we need to include it.
I don't think we need to say it.
Okay.
I don't think
that's
so.
I think that's a great idea. The next comment I had was about, I'm not sure if we wanted to go through these. I'm just going through my areas of concern first. Fringe benefits under personnel policies, number E under personnel policies, which is section 13. Since the librarian is a employee of the town now, that is covered in that way.
I wondered about the whole kind of personnel policy. Maybe if we want to just say we follow the town,
it's not applicable
or something.
But
I forget now if there were any things that we wanted to have that might not be
things.
There might be things that aren't in the town policies that we do want to have.
This might be another that we'd have we can't address it right now.
But personnel policies, that's not us.
Well, however, the trustees do make a lot of choices about the librarian because they have that.
But in terms of
so we can have our own personnel policies. I think in general the way we operate is to follow the town's policies, but I think that we would want to look at them and maybe there might be some, like the dues.
And so I think we think about personnel, now we're talking about the library director, but we're also talking about volunteers. So this is to me, 13 is the one that's ripe for revision.
Yeah, that's what I felt when I read it.
And the holidays observed, that's actually a town function.
Yeah, for sure.
But I didn't have time to look at the town policies and stuff to suggest any changes there, but just that like it might need an overhaul, that whole section.
Yeah, the holidays to be observed. I think
maybe mostly it can say it's the policy.
The library will close during inclement weather. I love it. If it's raining.
The library never closed during inclement weather.
Kathy was really sturdy about that. Yeah.
I think that the town thing with the holidays would be one that we could talk about, because they do have a list of holidays that are paid holidays for staff, but they don't tell the library when to be closed for holidays per se.
But it could be open with volunteers.
It could be.
Well, I'm not saying we should.
Yeah.
It doesn't probably feel like you have a day off if you've got volunteers running the library.
I would say that so that we don't feel like the town is telling us when we can be open and closed.
I think that would be a reason to look at it. And I think that's what I was trying to say too.
Just going way, way back to the front. Sorry.
First page?
First page.
Okay.
And under policies, C. Any adult resident and all children have signed their name. That
I saw that and I was like, yes, I love that we have that in there.
I just think of inclusivity. Not everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have,
I do have to be able to sign your name. I guess
we have not been following that. And sign is very broad. I think maybe it's there. I've been using sign very broad because the kids are usually really proud of getting a library card, and it allows participation in that regardless of what they put down.
Let me check out on the
Yeah.
story. Just
Yeah, but I agree. Yeah, we could just change
more
that.
More in accessibility. So yeah. That somebody that is without a hand.
Right. I was just at the store and there's
many things. There are many things.
Yes. So I just thought there's some other criteria besides signing your name.
How about just any adult? Well, but babies can get them too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that's a good call, Jeanette. I think you could take out the who can sign their name.
What do you say, Jess? Who wants one? Is anybody who wants
one? Yeah, just who could just take out who can sign.
What do you say, Amber? Anybody who wants one can have one?
I mean, I think any. Folks.
It says adult.
Any adult.
Oh, and all children. Sorry.
Also, we don't only serve, like, so resident is of the community. It's not only Guilford, but adjacent.
Yeah.
I would say that taking out who can sign their name would be a great
thing. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement with that. That's a good catch, Jeanette. Thank you.
Do you folks have other parts that they would like to talk about?
Just the formatting is all over the map.
Yes, so there's some formatting things that could get cleaned up. Also noted too.
But I think when we finish these revisions, which won't be tonight, we need to redate it. Mm-hmm. Refresh it, redate it.
So do we want to look at this again?
Mm-hmm. I think we should.
Yeah, because we have.
I think next month we should look at it again. And we can more carefully take time.
Somebody with creating a draft. I think there's that personnel policies. I feel like it's going to take a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm. Because we've really shifted.
Well, I think one of the things to do would be to look at this, select the town's personnel policy to see which is.
Does it make sense for Amber to start that process since Amber, you're probably pretty intimate with personnel policy from the town?
I could share with everyone the personnel policies that are from the town. I have those.
Yeah, that would be great because I think that might.
It's a start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say we have new business and we have review fundraising list, which we were going to pass around.
So I went through it.
I want to just before we get off with the bylaws, our policies, introduce the idea of a policy about a non-harassment policy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that the State Department of Library sent out
recently.
People doing what they call First Amendment audits of libraries, which is people coming into a library to see if their First Amendment
rights,
to see if their First Amendment rights would be curtailed, and they would come into a library with a camera.
Oh my God.
And say, like, oh, I can film in here. And then I think the idea is they're hoping that someone says you can't do that. And then they go, but that's not my right to do this. If you have a non-harassment policy, you can ask them to not videotape patrons. That's the word. And it would be give you some.
That's a good idea.
Would you want to draft that and then next month we'll come back to this?
I would want to check with Amber and maybe we could work together.
It's a proposal. We haven't decided on it.
The state also worked the new library legislation that happened in this last year. I think there was some aspects of it that involved that as well, or we could look at that and see what's already in place for
that's good.
For the notes on this, I don't need to write all these specific changes in my notes, right?
No, we reviewed the bylaws and we're making some changes.
Do you feel like you're you have all of those? Because I was trying to take notes on
I
things
was,
before,
yeah,
so
I
that
did.
you kind of have that.
Good.
Okay.
I could update the document when we're, I could do that now, or I could do that after we discuss again.
I think the sections that we do revise,
Yep.
we should say at the end of that section, revise and get the date
Okay.
for that section. Yeah, revise.
Not just a big date, but on every
I think
section.
it's just specific. That's what we've done in the past.
I don't, is there any, but there are any issue with just doing an overall revision and right.
Well, so for example, number 11, it was adopted. That was a new, the whole internet
Right, I'm
policies.
just saying that
It
usually when there's
just gives history,
okay.
is capturing
I mean,
history.
but when I've seen policies updated, usually just it's all just one big revision without breaking it out. But that's just a style thing.
It's not a big thing, and we don't have to do it. I kind of like documenting the history. That so it was adopted, the internet stuff was adopted 2000 and then revised 2021. But we don't have to. Other people don't want to. I'm just going with what
You know,
we have
seems like
done.
more work to do each section.
I think.
It's fine. It's fine.
I
I
think
feel
what
it
I could
though.
do as a compromise is make sure that this revision, the 11, 15, 21, remains its own document, and I could make a new
Yes.
one.
Okay.
So that
Sounds
it,
good.
I think that that is what I see when I look in the
That's good.
documents
That's
there.
good.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, in all the years I've been here, we've never signed it. Like, there's never one official one that's signed. So probably when we finish this one, we should all sign it. Make it official. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we get, tested by somebody. We have a signed document.
Great. Okay.
All right. We're gonna have to just do it differently to review our fundraising list.
Well, this went around to me.
Oh,
It
okay.
took me 5 minutes. So if
Well, if
anybody wants
anyone
to do it
wants to
now,
stay after 8 and
it's
look at
eight right
that,
now.
yeah. So you can do that. We have 2 minutes to do new business or anything we forgot.
I don't have anything.
I do have, it says letter to the editor. I don't know what that
Oh,
means.
I just wondered, other years I wrote a letter, other people's written letters to the editor, just describing this event and thanking everyone who came, and it was beautiful. We talk about marketing, and it's a way to promote the library doing really great things.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
There is, Reagan is going to write, you know about that, right? Or no?
Nope.
Okay. Reagan is going to write something for the Gazette. And she wants, well, I need a program for that, but also sort of like facts and figures, like how many tickets we sold, how many
Okay.
volunteers there were. I
Okay.
can do some of that, but if you have some things, you can send me when you get to it
Yep.
before October 1st.
Yep.
And then we'll plug that into the article. Maybe we can use Reagan's if she's
And
familiar.
this is something that I think should go out in like a week or so.
Oh, okay.
It's just a general. I'm not going to give. I wouldn't give. I mean, I'd love to not have to do it, but I will do it. It was a great event. So we should just capitalize on it. But I'm not going to give figures and
Right,
any of
okay.
that.
Yeah, it's
Just kind
different.
of describe it is different. I love that idea for the Gazette. I think that's great. So, Don, if you have any thoughts for that letter,
Yeah, I can work on
and I can do it with you if you
that.
want. Yeah.
Okay.
Just super simple, couple paragraphs.
I'm just thinking
Yeah.
about it. That's all. I also
Thank you,
emailed
Don.
Judith asking her to write thank you notes to River She Asked to Bake. Okay. I'll do the same for Mika and Josh. Just want to make sure. And I'll also contact you.
We think it's Cheryl and Todd is what we think. Judith asked.
Okay. Yeah.
Cheryl
Okay.
Redmond and Todd Mandel.
She'll remember.
Or Todd.
Yeah.
What's Todd's last name?
Mandel.
It is Mandel.
Okay. All right. I will get that note. I
Think Todd wants to go by
The
Akiva.
Kiva.
Okay,
Yeah,
good.
I wasn't
Yeah.
sure.
Oh, what is
Okay.
that?
Akiva is
Likes.
what Todd likes to go by. Akiva
Yeah.
Mandel.
Is when I said I
In an
emailed
email,
him.
right?
Yeah, and I
So
said,
no more
"Thanks,
Todd.
Todd," and he was like, "Akiva, please," and I was
Right.
like, confused,
Oh, so
but
that's like a new first name for him?
yeah,
Okay.
that's right.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Oh, speaking of new business, have people been picking up their platters and things?
So yes, we still have some.
Okay, well, they know it's here.
Okay.
So, if not, we usually put them in the bathroom. We have some beautiful glassware.
Yes.
There, some of those dishes said not for food, which kind of creeps me out. Those big plastic ones.
The ones in the bathroom?
No, the ones from this concert that I had in a box that I washed the dishes and put them on a box in here.
Interesting.
The underside said not for use with food, decorative use only.
So yeah, it's not like food grade. Yeah. Probably if you just let food sit there and there's no
food. We could buy the little doilies next year.
I think we have little doilies in the basement.
So yeah, yes, I think that'd be. I want to put mine on the business.
Yeah,
All right.
That's right.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for your great time management.
Okay.
And yes, get your thank you cards.
Thank you for bringing them there. That's a nice treat.
Do you feel like you have too much work after this meeting?